contractor, building contractor. And so,
did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
All right, and of course that is that ID that we have to have that comes up here on the station, and we have to do that according to FCC requirements. And so, Sherry, we were just talking a moment ago about his caring place.
Yes.
This home for teenagers who find themselves, excuse me, pregnant. And Richard ended up being sort of called of the Lord to be a part of this ministry. Excuse me again. And apparently the old building that they had for these girls was destroyed in a storm. And then a friend contacted him, talked to him about, wanted him to build a building. And so they started this building in 2009. And then he shared on air a little bit about going to a conference and how someone affirmed that calling.
Yes.
And, you know, called out of 3,000 people, somebody that didn't know him and he didn't know them. And he was just called out by name.
Yes.
And you may say, well, that's a little strange. But actually, you read in John chapter 10, the Word of God says that that the Lord calls us by name. He knows our name. He speaks to us. Yeah. So anyhow, this happened to the man. It was rather dramatic. And he was just questioning whether or not this mission was something that he was actually to be a part of, because the way this thing went, they started in 2009 and they had $5,000 in the bank.
That's what he said.
So God may be calling you to something, and you look at your budget or your bank account and say, well, God, how can I do that? I can't do that. And of course, as a building contractor, you know, I know a little bit about that. We're used to having an account set up and money in the bank, and you know, construction loans are plenty of money, and you just go in and buy whatever you need and you build the building and it's done. But this started in 2009, and the building was not completed until 2011. However, listen to this. The project that started with $5,000 in the bank ended up costing $1.5 million.
Yes.
And people were moved by God. They donated supplies, they donated labor. And by the time the project was finished, everything was paid for, just like your story.
Yes.
And what did that say in Exodus?
It doesn't surprise me, because in Exodus, we read that Moses said to the whole Israel community that the Lord had wanted them to bring the community to bring their oils and their jewels and their gold and
whatever
their silver, whatever they had to give.
If they had
to
a willing heart.
That's right. If they had a willing heart. Now, that was the key word that I read through several of those passages.
Sure.
The willing heart. And then it was also not just what they had, but their skills as well.
Right. Because God used both.
Yes. Sure. So we have the skills here at WCNO, and many people have the provision.
There we go.
So let's put it together.
Let's get it together. And again, thank you, Richard, for sharing with us this morning. That opened up our eyes to another ministry, and we're blessed to have found out about that. And,
amen.
And we're blessed by your story and how God used you in that, and how God has met you in your life. And here you are. You are coming alongside of us, carrying the gospel again today.
So amen.
That is all a wonderful thing that God has done. And I have a donation from Judith. Judith is from Fort Pierce. And there's another phone call coming in. Thank you very much. The number here at the station is 888-221-8990. That is 888-221-8990. And we're trusting that God's people, that you today, as you listen, will be moved by the Lord to be a part of this ministry And we are coming to you. We're listener support. We're asking you if you would prayerfully make your best donation today so that we can continue to carry the gospel and the great music that God has blessed us with. All right, and this is a gift. Again, it's a $120 gift. It's coming from Judith in Fort Pierce. So that is another gift of 10, 10 times 12 or 12 times 10. And so let's add that in and see what that brings us up to. I believe we just went right past our needed budget, and that leads us with $60. And we still have another phone call that just came in. And so we will see what that phone call is about, and we'll see where we are as we begin to enter these monies in. But Richard, your $300 has been fully met. Actually, it's been exceeded by $60. So that means we're going to enter in $660 at this time. And David is back in the house. It's a little chilly in here. It's sort of like a winter day at the Antarctic, you know. But
yeah, as long as there's no breeze, I think I'll survive it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Give us all those numbers. Let people know how they can give today.
Why, certainly. We have a toll-free number you can use from anywhere, and that's 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Locally, you can reach us at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. You can text WCNO to 24365 to make a donation with your credit or debit card. That's WCNO224365. And of course, the old standby, the website, WCNO.com.
Amen.
Yes.
So David, I know you were out a moment. Were you able to hear the story about this building project?
Yes, I was. I was just out trying to take
warming
calls.
Warming your hands at the fire.
Well, there's that too, yeah. But I was also in, Gasheri was in here. She's our primary phone grabber.
But starting with $5,000 in the
bank. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And finishing with a $1.5 million project, mm-hmm. No debt, that's totally paid in full. That's a beautiful story.
It's a powerful witness to how God does things, you know, and he's doing that for us. This ministry has done it ever since WCNO was birthed. April 9th of 1990. And you know, even though, and I gotta say, over the years, and I've been, this is my sixth prayer and praise, and there have been times of great intensity during prayer and praise, and I think from time to time, times of great concern, you know, would we see this, because we're human beings, right? Now, last time I checked, I was, and I know you are, Jonathan, and
very much so.
We trust God. We're trusting God. At the same time, you know, we're kind of get into this mindset, you know, we've got to wrap this up by today. But the truth is, we'd love to. That's part of the truth. We'd love to wrap this up today. And if someone wanted to call in a one-time gift or whatever we have left, you know, we'd be delighted to receive that call.
$58,335 in case somebody's calling. Well, actually, not quite that, because we just had another giver.
Okay. And a first-time giver, it looks like.
I think my buddy Joe is calling in. We may have somebody else to go on the air in just a moment.
Fantastic.
So maybe he is available. I'll try to reach back out to him. So, David, first-time giver. David's first-time giver giving $100. We're going to add that in right now.
Thank you, David.
David is from Okeechobee.
To continue the point that I was seeking to make is that while we have 2 weeks devoted to really focusing on inspiring you, the listener, to assist us by calling in a pledge or a donation, we also know that beyond 7 p.m. today, God is still going to be touching the hearts of people to give and to provide resources for this ministry, and that is ongoing. So we aren't really anxious, biting our nails, when it's not a white knuckle ride here in the studio. Well, you know,
no,
but
God is faithful.
God is faithful. But
amen.
We are seeking to inspire you during this time, and we thank those of you that have responded.
Amen. And if any of you, our listeners, have an update on Jim Brocious, we have been lifting him up in prayer. And if you have an update on him, we have some requests coming in from some pastors in the area just wanting to know how our friend Jim is, because we love him. He's blessed all of us. He's a part of the community here in Martin County. And so if you have an update on Jim, let us know. And we're going to get back to a song. Then we'll be right back to you in just a few moments. Again, this is Prayer and Chair. We thank you for calling us. The number again is 888-221-8990. That number is 888-221-8990. And we're looking for your call. The song is He is the Lord.
Again, the wind is raging, but I will not be shaken, for I know control. The greater one within me is more than what's against me. He's in control, for I know. He is Lord,
my boy, my brain. I don't like big crowds that scream and shout. I've got too many things to worry about. Lightning might strike, that dog might bite, my nerves may crack, I think I'm having a panic attack, and the man next door is loud and loud. I've got too many things to worry about. I might just as well play my guitar and sing, 'cause I'm not gonna worry about anything. Go to the doctors, I might get worried. Go to school, I might get bullied. Go to town, I might get mugged. Go to church, I might get hurt. It's getting so, I'm scared to go out. I've got too many things to worry about. It's got to the point, I've never seen the doorbell ring. So I'm not tell. I'm afraid of the answer. They might say it could be cancer. Aches and pain, but flu's about. I got too many things to worry about. But death has lost its sting, so I'm not gonna worry about anything. My joke, I'm socially enhanced. I'd like to be heat, but I need more clout. I've got too many things to worry about. Ooh. What I need, God will bring. So I'm not gonna worry about it.
So glad you are joining us today, and we're just going to move away from the music for just a moment because I have a dear friend that's just shown up in the studio. Karen's going to give us all of that contact information because this is Prayer and Share, and it is right now 1225, and Karen, did you know we completed that matching funds challenge a little while ago?
I did not. I wasn't even in here. I was putting programs in and getting some other work done.
Other necessary things.
Yes, because today is my regular work day.
Oh.
So okay. I was doing putting programs and stuff in.
What do you have to say to all those ladies that's out there listening that are just wondering why would you be working on a Saturday here at this place?
Well, actually, Dave and I alternate Saturdays because we have a live program every Saturday at 1 p.m. And from 1 to 2 p.m.
It's going
to
be on today?
Today we'll have his recorded program.
Okay.
But generally, it's always live most of the time.
And is this?
So we have to be here to set up his mic. And
okay. Good deal. And that's for Apostle Solly.
Apostle Ronald Solly.
Ronald Solly. Okay. So We're going to miss him today. We thought maybe he would show up and be with us, but Apostle Solly, thank you for being a part with us in this ministry. And Brother Joe Grosjean is here. I was thinking that maybe your whole family would show up.
I'm not sure there's enough room in the building for my whole family. Quite a few of us.
Yeah, but that's good. I mean, maybe if they all stretched out, maybe not. But if they were kind of like, well, I know, they don't stick well in a spot, right? Because they're young.
Well, we want the buttons and everything to stay where they're supposed to be, and I'm not sure that, you know, that would take place. But there would be a lot to do while they were here, for sure.
Okay, so tell us a bit about your story. You spent a little time in Martin County.
I've been in Martin County since 1986. I've been listening to WCNO since 1993.
So why did you start listening? What happened? What was going on in your life?
I wound up at a tent revival here in town that a local church was putting on. A bunch of churches brought in an evangelist. And I gave my life to Jesus in a powerful way. He saved me.
Set your feet on solid ground.
That's right. Eh?
That really happened, right?
And so now, you know, I was traveling in and out, back and forth to work at the time. And it was about the time Charles Stanley was on every morning, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
And so for many years, he was part of my education into Christianity.
He's still here.
I know. I listen to him whenever I get an opportunity. Him and if I was running late, Adrian Rogers would be the mm-hmm. backup guy that I would hear. And I always knew, you know, how much trouble I was in, depending on where Adrian was in the message.
Yeah.
But, CNO has just been kind of a staple in my life since I've become a Christian. And I was a young man at the time. I still am a young man, but that was some time ago. And you know, that teaching was vital for me. It just gave me the basics and the basis to just live everyday life, talk to God very normally, process through, you know, the daily struggles. And oftentimes those messages were right on point with whatever it was that I was dealing with in my life at that time. And God will use things like that. And so
Certainly
CNO has been such a blessing to my family and myself. You know, I could never express my gratitude enough.
Well, that's quite awesome. We're going to listen to another song. We're going to come back, and I think Karen has a couple more chores to do, so we're gonna let her thaw out. I thought she left this room because it was a little chilly in here, but maybe not. But
I thought it was a prayer shawl, but then I realized how cold it is in here, so now I know why she has it on.
Yeah, it's...
It doubles as a prayer shawl.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we do have...
The meat locker.
Yeah.
The meat locker sweater.
We do have a lot of times a prayer here, and that's all good as well. Well, let's move right in on this song, Fear is a Liar, and we'll be right back.
When he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough. Fear is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Cast your fear in the fire, 'cause fear, he is a liar. When he told you you were trouble, you'll forever be alone. Told you you should run away, you'd never find a home. When he told you you were dirty, you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one, the grace can never change. Oh, fear, he is a liar. He will take your
let your fire fall and cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love's all I fear. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love is all I fear. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love is all I fear. Oh, let your fire fall and cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love is all I fear.
Well, fear is a liar, and I have met that liar on more than one occasion. And even though you come to a place where you know, the enemy still tries to pull those old shenanigans on us. All right, Joker Jean, nice to have you with us in the studio. So you're talking about back in the early days when God began to change your life, and you found WCNO to have some ministry programs that were beneficial. And, you know, I was looking at an article that talks about the relevance of radio and the fact that it will continue to be relevant for different reasons. This particular article talks about the homes and how many radios there are, like 550 million radios in use.
That's fantastic.
That's a lot of radios.
Yep.
550 million radios in use, including more than 170 million that are in vehicles as standard equipment. And so that amounts to almost six radios per household.
That's a lot of radios.
That's a lot of radios.
Christian radio should be coming across all of those airwaves.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I was just reading some of these articles about, you know, why Christian radio? Why is it important that it continues to be available? With your own story, it was a source of what? Of teaching?
Teaching, stability, ministry, encouragement.
Okay.
It was kind of a place to go. Different times of the day, if I had deliveries, I would try to make sure they were around the 10 o'clock. R.C. Sproul, I love his ministry. David Jeremiah. And so now I listen to it, you know, I listen to it from a little bit different perspective now. Now I listen to it for depth. It's not so much for just learning as it is for one, affirming. Sometimes just for the encouragement that I already know.
Yep, sure.
And I look for nuggets. I look for depth, things that maybe I haven't heard that before. That's a different perspective, and I haven't thought about it that way. And so now the richness of it is so much greater because I see the value in what it's brought to my life. And
amen.
Yeah.
And you know, this is prayer and share, Joe, and it's a little bit of a challenge to think about. Every so often we have to kind of raise our operation budget, and yet everything has budgets.
Sure.
I mean, our homes, whether it's our vehicles, businesses have budgets and such forth. Just talking about how sometimes, you know, we may be in one place and may make some decisions that just make good business sense to downsize, relocate, move here, move there. And so this radio station actually started in a little shopping center. And that was back in the 90s, 1990. And, you know, we were renting space at that time. I wasn't involved in working in the station. We had a program in those days for a few years. But for many years now, we've owned this location. This was maybe at one time a house, and then maybe it turned into two businesses, I think.
Great investment.
Yeah, so, you know, rents go up. They go up. So this has been a good, solid location for us. We're right here in Palm City, you know, on a decent road. And it's not an elaborate place, but it is, it's very capable of providing what we need here as a service. So we're blessed with this. And so what's God doing in your life today?
Well, I'm a local attorney.
Okay.
I work for a firm called Vastola Legal.
Okay.
I have, you know, since I've come to Christianity, I have, you know, gone through many phases of life, and God brought me to law school and with my family. And so we went out of state to law school and came back and took the big test and passed and got a job here in town. And so, and we let CNO play at our law firm in our offices.
Wow, that's cool.
When I started working there, one of the other ladies in the office had it playing, and I walked in the office and I was like, hey, and you happened to be on the radio. I said, that's my pastor. So it was really encouraging.
Yeah, that's, it's kind of an amazing thing how God moves us from here, there. And, you know, I'm at this point in my life where there are new things. I mean, this is kind of a new thing for me. And yet we are, as a congregation, getting ready to build, and we're looking at, you know, what God is doing on the Treasure Coast of Florida and across our state, across our nation. And we're asking, we're believing God to bring another great awakening, a great revival to our nation.
Amen.
And I believe that God intends to use us to be a part of that. So there will be other young people. Now, when God was working in your life and you showed up at that tent revival, you were how old?
23.
So how many 23-year-olds are there today that still need Jesus?
Every one of them.
Yeah. Everyone. Everyone needs Jesus. And so, you know, our world is at a place where the gospel is needed. And ministry like this, I believe, though it's always been needed, today perhaps even more than before, because the battle rages on, and it's in media. That's one of the things today I may talk a bit about, is what good is happening in media. You know, a lot of times we just talk about the evil, but in media there are some tremendous movies that are being produced. There are Christians that are involved in the secular arena that are actors. Just like in sports, we have strong Christians that are in various sports fields.
Very true.
And they are being, in some ways, you might say, almost catapulted to the forefront because they're taking a stand for Christ.
There might be a few in politics.
There, hopefully. You caught me off guard with that for a moment. I thought, yes. No, there actually are.
Sure.
There are. And that is part of what the Treasure Coast Alliance, which we're going to be having some spots on in just a few days from them. And part of their vision is to put out this clarion call. Call the leaders that are in the political arena that are God-fearing, God-honoring, and God-committed to connect with godly businessmen and women that are in the marketplace, and connect them together with godly leaders so that there is a triad of influence that connects with the marketplace, it connects with the house of worship, and it connects with our local and even national government. Because though many people say the separation of church and states, you know, well, we got to keep that separated. I'm firmly convinced that the intention was never to keep God out of politics,
I believe that,
but to keep politics out from controlling and limiting the freedom of the message of the gospel.
Yep, that's right.
And so certainly we have freedom here to do this and to preach the word. And my burden is to connect more effectively with more leaders and come alongside of them and lift them up. Yeah, have you heard of Celebrate Recovery?
I have, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we've known some people to go through that program and have marvelous success.
It's a great program.
Yeah.
And so one thing that we had recently, we had several leaders from at least two counties, different churches, different organizations, and these were the leaders from Celebrate Recovery. We had them come in, and this was a part of a new program that we have called Wednesday Live. And so they just shared what they're doing and the fact that God changes lives and there's hope in Christ and how and where people could connect to actually be a part of that. And so that's one of the things that we're doing.
One thing I'd like to say, there's a lot of competing voices, even in the Christian arena on radio.
You have
a lot of the big conglomerates.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's oftentimes great, you know, ministry that takes place.
Sure.
One thing about this ministry is it is local.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something so valuable to hearing the community around you in their walk with Christ. So yes, we have outside teachings that come in and some larger
sure.
ministries are played here, but it's played locally, a place where you can call in, you can get prayer, you can have a voice. And so that you're not going to find that in a lot of the larger
this is true.
Larger venues, which are great, and they do great ministry, and they're important.
Sure.
And you can find some great things there. But for us, this local ministry here is so, so important for everybody in the area.
So, friends, we do have phones open today. That number is 888-221-8990, and we would ask you to prayerfully call in, make a donation today, be a part of what God is doing here at WCNO. And if this ministry has been a blessing to you, why would you not want to be a blessing and be a part of this ministry? So we're going to go to this next song, and this next song is by Avalon, and it's entitled The Glory.
Cleanse an angry world, and in your suffering.
Well, and still have the good company of my friend, Brother Joe Gergen,
who
I have seen God work in your life in amazing ways, and we're excited to...
He's very kind.
See that he's still working.
Amen. he won't be finished with me until I'm done breathing. So.
Amen. Well, our friend James just stuck his nose in the door, and I'm always so blessed to hear the story of what God has done in people's lives, and it's you just never know what the next person has that's behind that countenance that God has just so sure. changed. Well, Joe, we just have a few minutes left. What's on your heart in regards to vision for our state and for our nation, for the Treasure Coast? And I want you to close with prayer. We have a few minutes here.
Well, one thing, just the gentleman coming in here really speaks to the community. It really speaks to the effectiveness of this radio station in the community. And
that is real.
And people can come in and just be here and have their voice and have their part. And so it's just a fantastic ministry.
Amen, it is.
And if there's something about this ministry that you want to change or have some impact on, you can.
Yeah,
come,
absolutely.
Knock at the door.
Absolutely.
Call in, come volunteer. There's always opportunity to have some input for people's. We eat. Things have to have, you know, yeah. Things have to be cleaned. And so there's just so much that can be done, so much people can do so they can feel like they're a part. And so I think that's fantastic.
And we're looking to even increase that further. The nonprofits, there are so many of them in town that do great works, you know, that... are scattered around the city. Not many of the nonprofits, they have all kinds of events, fundraisers, different things they do. And there's missionaries, there's all kinds of parachurch organizations that we're starting to develop relationships with. You know, Christmas Child, the shoebox event, we will have some more from them. We've had, Franklin Graham's organization provide us with speakers, and Fantastic. We've connected with them. And so more and more, we want to be relevant. We are for real, but we want to be relevant, and we want to be ready to lift up not only Christ, but others who lift him up.
Amen.
So we would invite you to be a part of this ministry today. Whether it's a small part, big part, some give $5 a month, some give $500 a month. You know, it's what they're able to do. But it does cost money to maintain these things. And so, Joe, we're blessed to have you with us. We have a few minutes. What is on your heart? What kind of vision do you have in the kingdom?
Quick, I'd like you to call, toll-free 888-221-8990. I'd like you to be able to give your best today.
That's
Trust
it.
God
That's
to be it. Able to give your best. Pray okay. about it. Say, Father, what do you want me to do? What's my part in that? And if you haven't been able to do so, trust God to be able to do so. But as far as what's on my heart, I'll tell you, some of the things I notice and have noticed coming from, I wasn't raised in church. And what I see sometimes in the church is people get used to going to church, going home, being a part of their lives, and they forget about the local community around them. And what I mean by that is there's local offices that need to be filled. County commissioner.
Good point.
School board.
Good point.
People of faith need to be active in those.
Good point.
Those places, including, and politics is a rough and tumble sport. I get that. But we need believers in there.
We do.
Making the laws, enforcing the laws,
we do.
Having a part to play and say, now, you don't have to wave your Christianity as a banner, but it should be what your foundation is and where
exactly.
you make all of your judgments
exactly.
from. And so that's what I see for the local community.
It's tremendous.
The state and our national government at large, just for believers to infiltrate that and to permeate it with their moral foundation, which is in Christ.
Exactly. So we're talking about schools, teachers in the school system, leaders as first responders.
Amen.
Whether it's police, fire, you know, emergency, doctors, lawyers, politicians.
Lawyers. Oh, those lawyers.
Those lawyers.
They
yeah.
need Jesus.
Yeah. All you know, judges.
The I mean, judges, absolutely.
So much has been lost through the lack of biblically balanced, intelligent, equipped and qualified leaders in the marketplace. You're absolutely right. And so may the Lord raise those up. We are now making it a part of our week to sort of scan what kind of volunteer positions are available coming up on the county commission, the city commission. We're kind of monitoring Palm Beach County. We're starting to monitor what's going on. And when there are positions that are available, we are talking to the family, the body of Christ, about that. Many times it's easier to gripe than it is to be a changer, you know, a change element.
It's true.
To sit back in the armchair and have opinions for the world, but not actually be a doer.
It's good.
And so, and people will say, well, I just wish I knew what I could do for God, you know, and right. Well, I believe part of our mission as a station is to not only stir up faith, not only encourage people to know the word, but to know how to activate that word in
mobilize.
A practical way mm-hmm. in their lives.
Good.
So, Joe, it's great to have you with us. God's blessed you with a wife, and the word says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing.
Alexa, if you're listening, I love you so much.
Yes, and so you are blessed, and you have a small tribe.
I do.
Yeah, and they're awesome. They're awesome. Your daughter that comes and lets me sing with her sometimes is quite a star for Jesus, and I love her. And your boys, they're most excellent. And I do think we need to find somebody, maybe somebody's listening that's going to give us some guidance. But I'm looking for some way where we can organize a great fishing trip to get some fathers and sons out and do something like that. And just get away on one of these Saturdays and have a big day of a father-son hoopurah. And maybe there'll be some daughters that choose to come along too.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know. Well, Joe, we love you. We love your family. We love your mom. And we thank God for your witness in the community.
Amen.
It definitely is a beautiful thing. And we'd like you just to pray over this ministry and pray over our listeners. And just speak whatever words of faith the Lord puts on your heart. Let me give the numbers again, because the phone lines are open and they're monitored. That's 888-221-8990. And, of course, you can go to our website at WCNO.com. And you can also text WCNO to 24365.
Father, we just thank you so much for this marvelous opportunity to minister your gospel over the airwaves. Lord, we thank you for wisdom on how to handle all the affairs here at CNO. We thank you for favor with the community. We thank you for favor with the local governments. And we ask that your word continue to go forth. We know it does not come back void. And so prepare the hearts of the people to hear your word going forth, be ministered to. We thank you for an abundance of blessing that comes into the radio station to do more, Father, to even expand bigger, to be able to reach further across this community, across the Treasure Coast, to be a blessing to thousands and thousands of lives, and to see a mighty harvest of souls for the kingdom of God. We pray it all in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Father.
Amen. Now, in light of the fact that you have a small tribe, just a little seed thought to throw out, you know, you have a little John and you have a, you know, so I'm not sure you have the Robin. Maybe you have the Robin Hood too. I'm not sure. But anyhow, you have a merry band for Jesus. I am very interested in getting them in here to drop some spots together, because Christmas is coming. And maybe we can arrange that. We can bring your whole crew in, set them around these mics, and put a couple spots together from the Holy Grosjean gang.
We'd love it. We'd love it.
Well, give our greetings to your bride. And once again, this is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. We're glad you're listening today. This is 89.9. And we're just a few moments away from Apostle Solly, who is going to be coming to us. It is a recorded program today. But however, you know, often he comes into the studio. And so we just would declare the word of God to bring blessing over Apostle Solly, his ministry, and a great brother, great part of this ministry. And Joe, to you, to the law firm and principals that you work with, may the Lord bless you all and give you gracious favor.
Thank you.
In our community. And may the that. Lord give us wisdom to know how we can be better partners together to lift up Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to go back. We're down to the last couple minutes. and then we're just going to go right to the top of the hour. And so maybe I'll give that contact information. In fact, Joe, you did it so well. Why don't you just do it again?
Go ahead and call us. Pray about what you're supposed to do. Trust God. The toll-free number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990.
You know, I had a gentleman walk in with a check for $6,000 the other day, and a dear friend of ours and of this ministry. And I actually met him here at the station. And he said, anyone who is a first-time giver who will make a commitment to give monthly, he will match their gifts up to $6,000.
Wow, fantastic.
And so that was thrilling to me because it told me something about when you pray, God touches people's hearts, because he could see, he had vision to see God raising up new givers, new listeners that are coming alongside of the vision and ministry that God has given us. Here we are with the top of the hour. We're going to be going right to this program with Ronald Zolli. God bless you. We'll be back. We'll be back about 2 o'clock. And we're going to continue with prayer and share with the whole gang over here in Palm City, Florida.